Did I make that up? The podcast remembering and recapping Jersey Shore and other iconic reality trash TV from the past and present. I'm your host, Justine Elizabeth. Hey everyone, this week's episode is Floribama Shore Season 1, Episode 1. I am taking a break from Jersey Shore after this season. I will be back again with the Italy season of Jersey Shore. So I hope you guys enjoy. And also, I just wanted to plug my Patreon really quick. Thursday is the first of the month, so perfect time to sign up. Over there, I do weekly Teen Mom recaps. I'm doing Snooki and JWoww on my Patreon. I also have just random bonus episodes. I just did one on the Kardashians. So if you're interested in any of that, head over to patreon.com/dimtu. And if not, thank you guys so much for listening. Have a good week. Bye. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Justine. I'm going to light a candle.
This is like funny because we recorded Coast to Coast Cocktails last night and I was hammered because I don't remember the last like
hour. I know. I had to pull us through the last part. It was great. And then you were like, let's do an after hours, but I could not keep you like on a single thought. It was fine. I was not upset. It was just, I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, Justine, you precious little thing.
I don't know.
It's usually me that loses it before you.
The wine that I drank yesterday, I normally don't get that kind of wine, and it was really sweet, so I think it was, I don't know, that's what I'm blaming it on, because I felt like shit this morning, and...
If it was a dessert wine, yeah, those can hit you harder.
Yeah, I don't know, and then right before this, I recorded with... I'm starting to drink again today. I had a hair of the dog. I had a cider that I wanted to try because I'm going to this brewery on Saturday for my friend's birthday. She's a beer person.
How exciting you can go. That's great.
I know. I'm excited. We have to like be outside, but it's summer. But who cares?
That makes a big difference when you get to go somewhere.
Exactly. So I tried the cider that brewery I'm going to makes, and it was fucking delicious. So I'm excited to get wasted off those on Saturday. And then I just recorded with Julie, and I was like, oh, I have these, like, random drinks in my fridge. So I had it's called a Rainbow Twist, and it's like a vodka cooler. And it tastes exactly like Blue Frazee. So that was delicious. And now I'm having a White Claw. So
nice.
I'm like, am I gonna get drunk right now? Again?
Yeah, well, you never know. I've got no plans after this. I have to text. I'm sorry, you keep talking. I'm just looking down for 1 second.
Well, this is for my main feed, so I'm hoping I don't get too sloppy by the end of it, but you know what, sometimes having a few cocktails while you're recording makes the podcast a little
more. Yeah, it loosens you up. And also, we're talking about Floribama, where you get drunk all day. Exactly. The land of getting drunk all day. So
exactly.
We're just honoring the spirit of this show.
So cheers to that, because you're having a drink too.
Wait, I can make a clink.
Okay, so I'm finally on Floribama Shore. I did a quick poll on my Instagram account, and it didn't seem that anyone really cared about the Jersey Shore reunion, and I'm like, thank God, because I'm kind of over Jersey Shore for the moment. I'm so happy to be on Floribama, and I'm just so excited to discuss this with you, because you're just as obsessed with the show as I am.
Incredibly. I love this show so much. It's just, it's such a banger. Every episode, something happens, you know, something actually happens. Even if it's repetitive, it's just fun to watch. And that's the people that they've assembled together really create a lot of dynamic relationships. Some of them are negative, but most of them are not, which I love.
Especially this early on, season one, episode one.
Totally, things change as they go on, but this is a really great pilot. Like, if you were looking to get into a show that's already on air, you know, so you can binge it, this is such a satisfying pilot, and it goes by so quickly. You're just like, Damn. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's watch this whole fucking series.
And I'm excited to compare this to Jersey Shore, because after watching Floribama Shore, maybe mm-hmm. it's just the sign of the times, how they edit the shows together, but it makes Jersey Shore seem slow almost.
It really does.
You can watch an entire episode of Jersey Shore and nothing happens. It's just mm-hmm. them out. And Floribama, there's so much that happens every episode. And yeah. one thing as well that I wanted to kind of discuss with you, your thoughts on it, Lauren from the Everybody Wants Something podcast, when she came on mm-hmm. my podcast, because she's a big Floribama Shore fan too, she brought up that Jersey Shore never actually showed the drinking as much, and you don't really That's realize true. It until you watch Floribama. They actually yeah. show them doing shots. They show them slowly get more hammered as the night goes on. Jersey Shore never really did that. They kind of just showed Snooki, like, drunk falling over.
I think Jersey Shore tried to do sort of more of a real world thing with the jobs and shit. You know, and it was supposed to be more about, oh, they're all in a house together. What will happen? But they didn't show some of the fundamental things. Like, they didn't show them just shooting the shit, like drinking, playing dumb drinking games like they do in Floribama. And those are some of the best moments. I mean, what would we be without Kodai's ridiculous drunken moments where he feels the need to get in his underpants? You know, I agree with you. It was like they were trying to shape it into something that it wasn't, instead of just filming what was going on and showing us the best parts. And also, I don't know, I think that now that the genre is what it is, this cast is like, has no problem being really transparent. Like, that's something that's changed too, is that reality stars no longer expect to have any privacy.
Right.
You know, so... And they're I think they're Gen Z, right? So they're very woke and they talk about their feelings.
No, I would say they're millennials because Kirk, Cody, and Candace are all my age.
Oh, okay.
And then everyone else is like a year or two younger.
Young millennials could be considered old Gen Z-ish. You know, they're part of that. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that, you know, that means that there's a lot more talk about feelings and... not just fighting, but like coming together and expressing why we fought. I don't know. It makes for, it's more satisfying, you know. There's a lot less that goes unexplained in this show.
Right. Okay, so I guess let's just kind of get into it. Season 1, Episode 1, Eat, Pray, Party. So we start off with it... Okay, it's extremely different how Jersey Shore started out. Jersey Shore started out with each individual character. We see them driving to the house. We hear mm-hmm. them talking how excited they are to have a summer down at the shore. This, they're kind of all just there. We see them arrive, but we kind of get to meet them all equally and at once mm-hmm. instead of separately like they did on Jersey Shore.
As they meet each other, which is cool. I like that.
Right. So at first we just find out that Nilsa is, you know, they kind of try to make Nilsa almost the main character of the show at first. She's very yeah. much the Snooki of Flor. You can't compare them because none of the characters are alike. It's a completely mm-hmm. different group of people. But if
Nilsa
you wanted
is
to
kind of the center of the group, I would say.
Right. If you wanted to compare, you could say Nilsa is the Snooki, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah, she's the one that has a relationship with everybody in the house, right? There's no one that she doesn't talk to or know very well by the end of, you know, halfway through this season and still now. And she's also the one that knows another person in the house and is sort of vouching for them. And then that goes awry. Because she knows Courtney, right, already?
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they knew each other before this, but they're both like locals. They're the only right. ones that kind of like Jeremiah lives in Florida as well, but he lives kind of in a different area of Florida.
Yeah,
they live in like Panama City Beach where they film it. So, Nilsa, we meet her story. She's 23 years old. She's divorced. And
I actually watched Nils's YouTube channel and she was talking about how she got casted for the show. And yeah. She was a shooter girl at a strip club when she got casted. So that's literally, that's what I did. That. I was a shooter girl.
I can see that. She has the perfect energy for that. You know, Chi-Chi's up. Just the way she has that presence in a room.
She probably made so much money because she loves to drink and she loves to have her tits out. She probably was giving like Hooter shooters all night. So,
and she has fake ones. So
yeah,
as she tells us right off the bat. Sorry, exactly. I'm banging into my desk.
Then we meet Gus. He's 22.
He's so little in the beginning.
We find out that he got kicked out of his house at 17. Then we meet Courtney. She's 21. She said she's lived her whole life with her parents and she just wants to be on her own now. And it's like, babe, you're 21. Like,
yeah, you're only 21. That's super normal.
Then we meet Kirk. He's 25. He's from Atlanta. And then we meet Amy, who's 24. And she just got out of a really bad and abusive 10-year relationship. And then Cody, who's 25. He says he's a bartender at an old person bar, which I totally forgot. I mean, he owns a bar now.
I forgot about that. Yeah. But
you could totally picture him bartending for like older people, right? Like, I mean, he's totally got that vibe. He talks
like an older person sometimes.
He does. And then we meet Candace. She's 24, almost 25. And then the sexiest reality star ever, just looks wise. Jeremiah, who's Sarah like hates him. Jeremiah 22. And he goes, I just
have a lot of feelings about Jeremiah. Not for him, but about him.
So do I. But he goes, I know. Most people see homeschoolers as these like weird kids, but I feel normal. And this is like my test to see how I do in a situation. And it's like, Jeremiah, you failed that test.
You know what normal people do? You know what normal people don't do? Run tests to see if other people think they're normal. It's just like, who goes into a room and says like, I know you all think I'm a weirdo, but I'm going to prove that I'm normal. It's like, if you were, and if you were cool, you would go in there and not say anything about being homeschooled unless somebody asked you, because you'd be like, yeah, I'm no different than you. That'd be like someone going in and being like, well, I grew up on a farm. What do you want to fucking do about it? He is odd, though.
Jeremiah is so fucking good looking. I sent a YouTube video. It's like no sound, 30 seconds long, to Julie. And I was like, how hot is he? And then she said, she doesn't think he's like that hot. She thinks he's like too much.
I agree with you, Julie.
And you think it too, but I'm gonna send you this fucking video.
Listen, you have every right to how you feel. I just don't feel the same.
Okay, there's like no sound or whatever, so I'm just gonna send it to you really quick because you can watch it while we're whatever, because there's no sound. It's like taken off, like I'm assuming it's Josh who filmed it, taken off his Snapchat. It's just Jeremiah like doing ab exercises and then like, lifting weights. Yeah. But he looks really fucking good doing it. Okay, guys, if you've never seen this show, please put it on right now. Watch it along with my recaps and please message me and tell me if you think Jeremiah is attractive or not, because I got a crush.
Or if you think he'd just murder you.
Even though that's the thing though. That's why I'm like so excited to talk about it, because I hate his personality so much.
Gross.
But he's just he's physically like perfect in my opinion.
Well, okay. We will write that on the docket.
But that's it. That's the only
officially your opinion. That's fine, girl.
And you don't think he's attractive though? Like, if he had like a better personality?
Yeah. Oh, I would never say he was ugly or anything like that. It's just not my type. Like, the big, huge muscles aren't my type. I am intimidated by them, I guess. I don't know. And it just seems like when they're multiplying, it almost looks like his back is just lumpy. But I know that's the look that you like. So.
Yeah, I like the lumpy. Nilsa and Courtney are in the house. Jeremiah comes in. you know, they introduce themselves just so like I said, these introductions are just so fucking quick. It just mm-hmm. goes by so quick. But Jeremiah goes outside and then they're like high-fiving and just being girls at him being hot. They're like,
oh yeah.
They're like, oh my God, yes, we get to live with like these sexy guys. And then Jeremiah goes outside and he dabs and Nilsson watches him. And she's like, oh, okay, he just dabbed. And it was just such a funny moment because it was their first kind of look at, like, his personality is nothing. It doesn't go with how he looks.
And it's definitely, just the fact that he dabbed also proves your point that he failed this whole I'm being normal thing. Like, dude, yeah. It's like, even then, it was old.
Yeah, exactly. Done.
Sorry, I'm eating a cookie.
That's cool. I'm getting crunk. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. This is gonna be
no. It's just a real cookie.
No. I know.
Not an edible or anything.
Okay. So Kirk and Cody come in next, and then Gus, and then Amy. Jersey Shore. Actually, like this is the thing. Jersey Shore. They didn't actually meet each other until the moment that we saw them. Meet on camera in mm-hmm. the house.
Yeah.
Of course, a couple like Angelina, Mike, and Sam all knew each other. We didn't find that out till later, but
the idea was that they were all meeting at the first
exactly, first and there. And this kind of gives me the sense that the cast of Floribama met previously before this. What about you?
They are, yeah. They seem pretty comfortable. Like they've been to a mixer before, or
something. Right? Like, do you think that they quickly had a meeting, like a production meeting, like?
Probably.
Like that's kind of what it seemed like,
I agree
right?
with that vibe. And, like, I think Nilsa probably just, like, was, like, to Courtney, was like, oh, we're from the same place. And maybe they, like, hung out after that or something. And that's why they're friends.
Right.
I bet that's what happened. I mean, that makes the most sense.
Yeah, that's the vibe it is. Because it's just kind of, like, quick shaking hands. It wasn't, like...
Where are you from?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just kind of, like... went by really quick,
which I don't mind.
Yeah, it makes the episode go by a lot quicker.
Yeah, I don't like all the false like setups, like where everybody meets, but you kind of know some of them probably already know each other, and it's all just for show. I'd rather they just do that off camera.
Same. So Jeremiah says that his parents, there's so much stuff I totally forgot that I am so mind blown, but Jeremiah says that his parents met at a strip club and his dad mm-hmm. was a stripper. Okay.
I forgot about that too. It's so incongruous with his whole lifestyle.
I need to see Jeremiah's dad because his brother looks good. I didn't like his brother with that like haircut in this season.
Right,
I'm excited to get into his brother of it all, but
do you think he strips?
Jeremiah?
I could see it.
I could totally see him being a male stripper too. And kind of not though, because he's kind of awkward around women, and I feel like strippers know how to talk to the opposite sex. You're not going to make money unless you know.
But maybe when he's performing, he's not awkward. You know what I mean? Like how comedians can be really funny, but in person, they're just like super awkward. Yeah. Or actors. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's just a thought.
I don't know. You're right.
Do you think he'll strip for my bachelorette party? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, you know how like him. You know how Vinny has that, or had before COVID, that residency in Vegas mm-hmm. at Chippendales? If Jeremiah did that, I would literally be on the fucking first flight out.
I would hella go to that just for the spectacle of it.
I wish because, yeah. Yeah, I wish.
he might be like that other, that one crazy stripper that like choked you though, because Jeremiah Cray.
Yeah, but the stripper that choked me like wasn't that hot.
so it's worth it if he's hot. Okay.
No, that was fucked. I honestly thought I was gonna pass out. That stripper choked me so fucking hard, guys. What did I tell this story on? Was it
I believe it was
our Patreon. Hot Girls Wanted.
Oh, did you tell it on the main air?
I think I told it on Hot Girls Wanted, like when me and you first started recording together.
That makes more sense. Yeah, you told us about the being on stage, being pushed on stage or brought up on stage, and the male stripper, the dancer, pinning you to the wall for some reason, because that's cool.
Yeah, it was, I think it was my 22nd so birthday, and a bunch of us went to go see the male strippers in Niagara Falls, and I, like, I know these guys, I know a lot of them, but, and this one I knew, and I went to go tip him, and, but that's, like, what he was known for, but I didn't actually, I thought he was just gonna, like, put his hand there, like, make it be, like, a show. No, this motherfucker actually choked me like he was ready to kill me.
He's known for choking women. Why would anybody like that?
That's like, because they all like have their thing. Like some of them will like flip you. Some of them will like pick you up and put you on like their shoulders and like pretend like they're like eating you out and stuff. Like they do that's crazy shit. That's way
different than choking.
Yeah. No, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry you got the choking guy.
I know. Ugh, traumatizing.
I bet. That's really scary.
A little bit where you can still breathe is like hot, but
that's just
when pretend. You can't breathe, that's he not actually hot.
Does
that's,
it. No, it's terrifying. Like, it's like legit. You're in fight or flight. Scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I need to see Jeremiah's dad, yo. Do you think his dad's a DILF? I think his dad's probably fucking hot.
I want to see him now. If he were a stripper, it would, and his sons are so into fitness and sons are homeschooled, I would think they got it from their dad. So yeah, I would assume that he takes like very good care of himself.
He's got that Bione blood.
Yeah, he started it. He's the Bione. You can guys, Google him.
Bione blood, to find out what that means, go to my Patreon. So Amy tells everybody about her relationship that she's getting out of. She's with this guy for 10 years. He cheated on her. Everyone
with her cousin,
with her cousin, and he also got another girl pregnant. And she lives in like a small town, so everyone knows about it. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, she lives in a town that doesn't have a high school, so she dropped out after junior high, which is wild to me. I mean, I know what happens, but whew. So that's why she like doesn't know where they are ever when they go on vacations.
Right.
She's like, we're in Canada, y'all. And they're like, we're in Montana. She goes, it's the same.
Yeah. She's a small town girl from Alabama. And there's actually a really funny part where Gus and Kirk are like in her room and they're like, this girl really is country as hell. Like she brought her fishing rod.
Oh my God. And her feet, when we see her get a manicure, it's like disgusting. I don't remember at what point that is, but it's so gross. They have to take out like a cheese grater.
It's yeah, it's like the second last episode because that's when they all like have a day for her to try to make her feel special. The princess goddess mermaid. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Amy. Anyway, yeah, Amy's the best.
And her confidence in like who she is has just skyrocketed since the success of the show. So good for her.
Yeah, and she doesn't feel like a try hard to me at all. Like she's not trying to be, oh, I'm country, I'm this, I'm that. She's literally just herself. And quite frankly, she's often has the best advice, often has very good advice for people when they're in whatever, you know, squabbles they're in. Or when they cry about their life, because that's what every character in this show cries about their life at some point. Every season.
Yeah, and that's it's another difference from Jersey Shore where where they actually talk about their problems like in their home life. We don't see it or anything, but they'll all bring in what's going on in their home life, and Jersey Shore never did that. It was strictly about what was aired on TV. And maybe that's another like sign of the times type of thing that
totally.
That with like social media and everything, it's hard to kind of keep that away, but
we don't we live in an era of transparency, like beyond what it was in 2010, way beyond, you know, things have come a long way in 10 years. And also has the concept of self-care and therapy and communication. Now that's a thing that everybody is aware of and embraces. Well, maybe not everybody embraces it, but the zeitgeist of it all is like, yes, self-care is important. You know, it's on all your emails and it's in all like every company is selling their product using that self-care module. So it makes sense that they're embracing these people talking about their mental wellness or their family issues or their trauma. Trauma, of course, is a huge buzzword right now, but
yep,
but it's a thing.
Yep.
And I don't mind it, because I'd rather it be over-talked about than under-talked about.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Okay, so we see the house actually drink here, like I was saying earlier. And, you know, it's kind of just like a quick little flash moment, but you do see them drink, and you see Courtney, like, filling up her cup over and over again. And yeah. Courtney is smashed.
Already wasted. And Courtney, she's so skinny, too.
Courtney is what Snooki did on the first night. Courtney did times 500.
Yeah, and it was, like, 3 o'clock. And she was already smashed to the point that by the time they were going to go out, she laid down and just passed out.
It was exactly what Snooki did, how the rest of the house went out on the first night and was all hanging out and perfect amount of drunk. And Snooki was the one that was by herself at the house. Like, what the fuck? But yeah. Like I said, but Courtney did it 100 times better.
100 times better. Better / worse because of what ends up happening, yes.
So they all go out to this bar called Newbies, and we'll talk about that in a second. But while they're all out, we see Courtney, we see the footage of her at the house, and her and Candace, the rooms are similar to Jersey Shore, where it's single beds, people mm-hmm. share their own rooms, whatever. But Courtney is drunk, and her and Candace share a room. There's 2 single beds. She's laying in her bed. She stands up. She's kind of, you know, you kind of see her, she's like, not, look around, fall a couple times. She's not
fully awake. Yeah.
Right. She's definitely, she's like, wasted. In the midst of, like, a hardcore blackout. And she she doesn't know where she is. She, like, pulls her shorts down and sits on the bed and pees.
On Candace's
bed. You can clearly tell that she literally thinks that she's sitting on a toilet.
She's dreaming right now. She's dreaming about finding a toilet the way we all do, except her body is acting it out because she's wasted. So she sits down on the, she perches her butt as you would on a toilet, right on Candace's bed. Not her own, Candace's, because she's gotten up from her bed. Not that it was deliberate. It's just, she thought that was the toilet in her dream or whatever. And we see, like, you know, they blur out her parts or whatever, but you see the pee. You see her just sitting there the way you sit on a toilet. And then you just see the trickle of pee come down. And then she somehow goes back in. Or she curls up in Candace's bed, right?
Yeah, she just lays back and falls back asleep. And
falls back asleep her and bed. But her pants are still down.
It's funny because she left her underwear down, but she pulled her shorts up. So you see her underwear, like, on her knees, but her shorts are all the way pulled up. And I'm just thinking, like, how uncomfortable how is could that? You be but when you're so, yeah. when you're so drunk, you don't even realize, right?
Well, yeah, we just did Young Adult last night. We were just joking about this morning. Justine was texting me, and she's 3 hours ahead. So for her, it feels like she thinks I've been asleep till 3 p.m. But I said, I answered. I'm like, sorry, I just had to sleep in because I had bad dreams. She's like, oh, it's like Young Adult, you know, because in Young Adult, Charlize Theron wakes up, like, just from, like, splayed across her bed. The character totally hungover with all, like, her fake hair and her fake boobies. Her booby cutlets still on. I was like, don't worry. I didn't fall asleep with my booby cutlets.
When I woke up last night, I didn't even remember going to bed from last night. That sounds so bad. But I was like, the first thing that I think about is always, like, did I remember to take my contacts out? I actually did last night. So that means that I wasn't, like,
no, you were just, like, up. Really tired. I think it just hit you and made you really tired. That's the vibe I got. You're just, and yeah, I totally get that.
Because I wasn't, like, you know, if I'm, like, listening to music or, like, woo, but then.
Yeah, it was innocent. Know. The way that you might not remember falling asleep because you were, like laying there listening to music or reading a book. Like, not that, like, you blacked out. You didn't black out.
Well, I did, and, like, because I don't really remember.
You browned out.
I'm like, whatever. I'll listen to the podcast when it comes out.
And it will have clips. Woo!
Yeah, I'm excited for it, actually. Okay, so they arrive at Newbies, this bar. The whole house minus Courtney is there. And there's, like, a stupid moment where Nils is like, okay, now let me take my birth control. And it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, that was obvious. Like, she obviously thought about that for like two weeks leading up to this. And it's like,
I know, cringe, right?
That's not how birth control works. It's like, it's not, like, you don't take it before you're about to fuck. That's not how it works.
No, I wish it, I mean, that would be really cool if it did. Sorry, I had to walk away.
If it was like plan B, but the like opposite of it. Plan A.
That's what they should call
it. I love your little box of wine. Maybe I should buy one of those.
It's a, it's a spritzer. So it's not, it's only 8% and it's 80 calories per serving. And it's just like a spritzer. So it's not all like, not gonna hit, it's like a wet, you know, it's not gonna hit me that hard. Just trying to lower the alcohol content in my drink, you know what I mean?
Right, so that, so you have to drink like three times one. As much,
just no kidding. so that yeah, exactly, so that I'll just spend more money. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Anyway, this bar Newbies that they go to is fucking sweet, because it's like a bar in the middle of a liquor store.
I know. And this, honestly, this whole area looks really fun. I would love to go here.
We should literally plan a vacation.
Let's do it. That could be where we go.
Because I fucking love Florida. I mean, you know,
everything's going to be open.
I like the touristy part of Florida, but I feel like I would love this because I feel like how I would feel when I went to the Jersey Shore, like excited about all the places that I saw them go.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. We should totally do a Florabama Sarah and Justine trip, because Justine and I have been talking about, you know, she and I are really close now, but we obviously haven't met in person because of COVID and distance, although I do believe if it weren't for COVID we would have visited each other by now.
Yeah, probably.
But Justine is coming this fall for my wedding, which I am so thrilled for, and you're gonna be in my wedding, so that's good because that means we get to hang out more. She, you know, we're not going to like have a lot of time to hang out. It's not going to be like a girls trip. Obviously I'm getting married and she's also visiting family. So we were talking about like, we have to have a trip in like the winter. I want to go for, we should go, that we could go for my birthday because it'll be warm there. Right? In the tropics. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, Florida's always warm.
In February. Yes. Okay. I'm so excited.
I mean, I don't know about, like, this area of Florida, because I've never been to this area, but...
You can pick it, I don't care.
But I know, like, I don't know, it gets, like, in the winter, it gets chilly, like, but not till, like, nighttime. It's nothing to me, because it's from
probably
Canada.
Like, California, which is, like, easy. Yeah, we'll look into it. We can go later, if need be, but yes, okay, it's settled. We're going to Florida, baby.
If this Newbies place is still around, I definitely want to go there. I remember
we
when I
broadcast
was
live from there.
I remember when I was in Jersey, I went to a bar that they actually go to on the show sometimes called Captain Jack's. I think that's what it was called.
Yeah,
I remember it's where they went when Mike was sober and he was like, they try to make me go to rehab. I said, yes. that bar I thought was cool because I remember sitting there at the bar having a drink and people were coming in and buying like six packs of beer and stuff. But I guess in America, that's more common. Like the liquor laws are so different here that just doesn't happen. So this place was cool though. Like it looked like a typical American liquor store with the aisles of just bottles and bottles and bottles, but it was an actual bar inside of it that was packed. Like it was
that sounds really fun.
Yeah,
I would love to go to Florida. I've only been there once when I was really young. I remember just we were visiting my uncle, my dad's brother, rest in peace, long time ago, because they used to always come out and visit us. We finally went there to visit them, and I remember we did go to Disneyland, that was our Disney World, but I was really young. I was like 4, so I don't really remember it.
Right. We see our first Gilsa moment. Gus and Nilsa.
Oh gosh, this is so silly.
They're flirting together. Gus from the beginning, it's so funny because even like on the reunion that just happened that you and I talked about, Gus talks about how he's just girl crazy. Like, he just loves all women. And, you know, you see it from the beginning, because he's flirting with Nilsson. He's like, I'm into you. Like, as soon as you walked in, I knew, like, I wanted you. You're so gorgeous. And then Nilsa leaves for 2 seconds, and he's already dancing with other girls. With
some other bitch.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, come on, guys. Like, that was pretty stupid. But at the same time, like, he's representing himself. He's representing himself in two different ways. Yeah, I love women. I'm a guy. I'm a girl's guy. But he's also representing himself as, like, I only have eyes for you, Nilsa. So he's so young and naive. He doesn't even understand that he's being rude.
Right.
I don't think he does. I don't think he did.
I don't think he did anything wrong. It's the first fucking night. He's just trying to have a time.
She gets so mad, but then cut to later when they're on a date and how she acts.
Yeah, so she gets upset. She's like, what the fuck? Like, he was just hitting on me. Now he's, like, dancing with these other girls. Whatever. Uh-huh. And then the whole house goes back and they notice that Courtney's passed the fuck out in Candace's bed. So Candace is like, can everyone just move her to my bed? So how did you feel about them, like, picking her up and moving her to the other bed? Did you, like, have a problem with that, or?
No, she's in someone else's bed. What else are you going to do? They didn't violate her.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't think it was. If I were Candace, though, I would just have slept in her bed. Personally, I would have been like, she's drunk, she needs to sleep, yeah, just leave her.
Especially because it's the first night.
I'll go in her bed. And then when they move her, this is where they notice the pee on the bed, of course, because the bed is, like, soaking wet. And so I bet Candace I bet Candace just wished that she did just say, okay, I'll just sleep in her bed.
Yeah, she didn't know. I don't know, like, I feel like I've probably been moved way, way back in my past when I would, like, actually drink so much that would be necessary. I'm sure I've been moved, like, from couch to bed or something like that.
Same. And there's times where I didn't get moved and I wish I did.
Yeah, and that doesn't bother me. It's only if it's any other, like, if it's for my own good and they're just getting me back in my own bed, I think that I don't really see that as a violation.
No, but I'm just saying, for this particular circumstance, it was a little dramatic. It was like, okay, the beds are right beside each other, like, just sleep. Yeah,
sure, but I think
your
also
bed, you'll talk about it.
Jeremiah's like this huge dude. He's like, well, I'll just move her. You know, like, she probably was like, you just move her. you're a giant. You know, like,
yeah,
she's tiny. She's really thin in this season, Courtney. Like, it's. And then compared to how she looks now, which is fine, which is good. She just is so skinny. So it makes you think, like, she doesn't eat. She just drinks.
Yeah. She went from, like, skinny fat to, like, fit. Cause she's, like, really small, but she's, like, fit now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's fit. Yeah. She was just really, like, I just don't think
she's like, kind of like me. Cause that's how I was. I was just, like, so skinny because I literally just didn't eat, and I just drank and ate shitty foods, and that's probably Courtney. Yeah. And now I, like, actually work out and
eat. I get that
healthy food, and I feel like that's what Courtney is. Yeah, Courtney is, like, not on the show anymore. For anyone who doesn't know, she, you know, she had, like, a mental breakdown on the show, and she shared some really messed up stuff that happened to her, and is the reason why she's, like, drinks and stuff so much. So, you know, we can get into how dark that is, but we'll get to it where we get there. I want to keep it all, like, lighthearted as long as as long as I possibly can. Yeah. In my notes at this point, I wrote, Gus's body is 100 times better now than it was in this episode. And then I wrote, Jeremiah is hot.
Cool. In case we didn't remember.
Right.
Well, so Gus, he's very, like, twink in this season because he's trying, he talks about, like, calories and shit. So he's trying to be, like, really thin, like, fitness model thin. Whereas now he's, like, bulking up. So I think that's what accounts for that, and also accounts for what your opinion on it. I also don't love, like, a guy that's like, I can only have one chicken cutlet. It's just like, ugh. You know, like, gross. Just eat food. And it's it's just not attractive when someone's like, no, it's too many calories because I'm like gonna cut weight, da 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 da. It's very pretty boy.
It is, however, though, he models for the cover of like romance novels and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
So it is his job to kind of have like
shredded
abs, you know?
Jeremiah's
really fit as fuck, but his body style's so different because Jeremiah obviously eats insane amounts.
He has fat on his body. He just has a way more muscle.
Yeah, Jeremiah must eat insane amounts of food to be as big as he is.
If you're wondering what Jeremiah looks like,
Google him.
Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
But he doesn't have like long hair. Yeah.
He doesn't have long hair.
He has, well, doesn't Nilsa compare him to like Clark Kent Superman in this?
Yeah.
Because he has like the hair and then he wears like the nerdy glasses later.
He dresses like a nerd. Yeah. He's got interesting fashion sense. It's also an indicator that he's not normal, as he likes to say.
Right. So Nilsa tells, it's the next morning, and Nilsa tells Courtney that she peed the bed, and Nilsa points out the wet spot, and Courtney's like, no, I spilled a drink, I swear. I'll put money on it, I spilled a drink. But you could tell that she's not trying to cover it up. She genuinely thinks that she just spilled a drink.
She has no memory of it. She was not awake.
She was blacked out AF.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, she was like, sleepwalking almost. I used to do that even when I didn't drink. Even when, if I hadn't been drinking, I would sleepwalk sometimes when I was younger, and I didn't pee on anything, but I did get locked in the bathroom a lot because I'd go in and get myself in, but I wouldn't turn on the lights and I'd be asleep, so I didn't know where the lights were and I'd just be trapped and I'd be like, help. Just like touching on the walls, and then finally like I'd wake up and be like, oh God, why am I in the bathroom? What's going on? Why aren't the lights on? You know? And then I'd realize what had happened and I'd turn the light on, go pee, and then go back to bed.
That's scary.
It is scary. And also this was when I was first dating Kyler. So poor Kyler and Larry, what's up, Larry? Kyler's best friend and roommate at the time would just be like, is something going on? Is she okay? Like, is she really like crazy? Should she be here?
Larry's like, she's not allowed to stay over anymore.
No. Larry's more tolerant of me than Kyler, I think.
I can't wait to meet them both.
I know. It's gonna be so exciting.
I hope we can have a night where we can just like hang out.
Yeah, after the rehearsal dinner, for sure, Z's, because we'll all be there. And we can come back to my place.
That's what I was like kind of saying to my mom, because it seems like it's just going to be my mom, my stepdad and I, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, but I was kind of saying that maybe like the night of your wedding or before or both or whatever, I'll just leave them for that entire time and just get my own room, like with your people or whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Do you want me to check and see if there's any rooms at the motel right next to us left for that weekend?
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot we were on air.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
So Courtney peeing the bed, whatever. Okay, now the house has a pool party, because one thing that's cool is that they're literally right on the water. Their house literally is on the water, and they have a pool in their backyard, which is sweet.
It's really cool. I love swimming so much. I love pools so much.
There's nothing COVID. I love more than like getting drunk at the pool on an afternoon. Like,
right? COVID took that away from me.
Every vacation I go to, I'm in the fucking swim up bar from the time it opens until it starts to get a little chilly and you start to get hungry later on in the day. Like, that's my life, drinking in the pool.
Oh my goodness. I miss it. I miss when I lived in my old apartment complex, because I miss being able to go down to the pool at any time and just like lay out and read my book and drink my wine in my coffee mug and wear all my bikinis, get super tan. Okay.
Well, now I just do it. I'm trying to think. I'm like, I literally think I wore a bathing suit one time all of 2020. Maybe twice. Right. I think I went swimming at a friend's house once, and I think I went to the beach once, and that's it.
That's, yeah. I was able to wear mine simply because there was such a small beach that didn't ever close around us. Thank God.
You go to the beach so much. I'm so jealous.
I know. I miss it because I'm down in Gilroy this week, so I haven't been able to go. I'm like, am I losing my tan?
Bitch, don't even talk, because I have so much fake tanner on right now. I got it the other day, and I look insane. I can't wait to shower it off in the morning. Okay, so they have their, like, this is the first time Candace says her, like, prayer, but she doesn't say her, like, iconic, good food, good meat, good God, let's eat. I was like,
not yet.
No. She didn't say it yet.
Like that it gets established over time. It wasn't forced.
Yeah.
That just means it happened naturally, which I like.
Right. Nilsa is, like, eating her corn on the cob, and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to hurt my lip injections.
I know.
Kirk's like, are you being serious? And she's like, yeah, I got fake boobs, fake eyebrows, fake lips, fake everything, but my personality is real as hell. And I was so annoyed because I hate when girls say shit like that. Like, okay, we get it. You're real.
Okay, live, laugh, love.
Nelson, your body is whatever. Fake, but your personality is real. Like, how fucking cliche can you be? Like, ugh.
I'll say I really don't like Nilsa in this first season. I mean, save for some moments, but anything regarding her, like, drama with the guys, I can't stand it. Like, she's so awful. And she's so different now. Like, so I don't hate her. It's just...
No, Nilsa...
She's really irritating.
The thing with Nilsa is I've said this before, but, like, you wanna like her. Like, yeah. There's something about her that makes you want to like her. But
she's very hometown girl.
But she... Yeah, but she makes it so hard, though, because she
makes it so hard.
The even the episode where they're at the Dollar Draft beer night fight... Uh-huh. When they're at the bar, that's how the fight starts, is some guy goes up to her and he's like, sweetie, you're really pretty, but you just need to stop acting like it. And that's what describes her, especially in the first season.
I know. Oh, God, I forgot about that line. Yeah, I think I took that line to mean something different. And I was like, wow, that's really rude. Like, stop, like, thinking you're worth something. But I guess what he meant, do you think he actually meant, like, you're so pretty, but stop, like, that doesn't give you the right to be a bitch, kind of?
Yeah, like, she's okay. Like, she acts like she's queen, she doesn't act like she's on the same level as them, almost.
Yeah, so the air of superiority.
Multiple times in her talking heads that you know, we'll get into it, but she says that she can get any guy in the house, and that,
oh my God,
if Jeremiah is showing interest in Courtney, then there's no competition because she could have Jeremiah.
That's obnoxious. No, that's what I'm talking about. She's really obnoxious and I can't stand it.
Yeah.
In this season. Or this episode specifically, but yeah, this season.
Right. So, you know, they're eating, and this... Nilsa said that kind of brought everyone to start opening up, and this is where the house kind of shares their home life, their stories. So this is where we find out that Jeremiah's homeschooled. Well, we found out before, but this is where he tells the house. Gus says that, you know, people might think that I have it easy because I have, like, a pretty boy look. You know, Gus is very attractive. His face, his demeanor, like, Gus is a very attractive man.
He's a very marketable face and body, that's for sure.
Exactly. And this is where he says, like, people automatically assume that I have it easy, but I was kicked out when I was 17. I was homeless.
And I gather his dad was horrible before he was kicked out, correct?
Yeah, and it's funny too, because on my YouTube suggestions today, I got a video. It's very old. It's when they were promoting season 2, and Gus said that his family, like, hates the fact that he does the show. They hate that he's on it, and they're basically mad that he exposed them, because he came on and he was so real about how brutal his upbringing was.
That's just, like, proof that they suck. Because they don't want anyone to know about it. I mean,
and now he says, live with it. Yeah, and now he says he only did the show because they, you know, they discovered him. They wanted him on the show, and he only did it because, like, he needed the money and he was homeless.
Sure,
and,
of course he did. Everybody needs a fucking job. Like, he's not perfect just because he's on TV.
Honestly, I always go back and forth about if I would ever do a reality show or not, because I don't know if my if I could, like, take people, you know, the assholes like me making a podcast about it and talking shit, you know?
Sure, there's one thing. Yeah, being so, like, openly criticized. Yeah, I could never handle that.
Exactly. But at the same time, turning down the money and the money that you know that it would bring to you in the future would be very hard.
Oh, yeah. If you're in desperate times, yeah, I would do it if I were in desperate times. 100%. I'd be like, you know what? I'll learn to live with it because I got to take care of myself and whatever. That's right. That's admirable. It's not like he, you know, sunk to dealing drugs or anything like that. He's just on the reality show.
Exactly. So Nilsa, this is where she says that she got married when she was 20. And then she starts to start crying. And then Gus comes around and he, like, puts his arm around her, trying to be Rico Suave. And then Cody is crying. And if you guys are fans of the show, you know that Cody is the most emotional cast member of anybody. He cries almost every single episode. It's almost like a ongoing joke that Cody is, like, he'll cry at anything, like, happy, sad, angry, anything,
guilt. It reminds me, it's almost like a sitcom, some of these things that happen that keep you coming back, like Cody crying and Candace saying her blessing and just certain things. It makes it like a sitcom. It's really, that makes it all the more appealing and comforting to us, because, like, I don't know about you, like, I love Modern Family, and it reminds me of Cam, the character of Cam, the one of the two gay couples, who cries at everything as well. Like, and that's one of the best things about that character. It's just, it makes him endearing. So I love that Kodai cries, and he's really crying. He's not faking it.
Yeah. Nilsa opens up about having a miscarriage, and Cody's like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She continues to say that her husband was deployed. He was a military man right after had the miscarriage, and then he came back from deployment, and the first thing he did was cheat on her. And then Candace, you know, this is very foreshadowing, I feel, to this past season that just happened, because Candace says to her, think about it, like, if you had a baby by him and you found out the type of person he was, it would have been so worse. So it's kind of like a blessing in disguise, because it opened you up to one day be able to meet someone who's going to love you so much, and you're going to have a beautiful baby by them. And watching that when she said that made me, like, tear up a little bit, not going to lie, because
Nilsa just had that baby, the right
Nilsa
one.
Just had a baby by Gus 2.0, who...
named the baby named Gray, which I love.
Yeah, and she seems very happy, so that's... it just...
oh, she seemed happy to be... just her whole... the pregnancy seemed... she's somebody who took to pregnancy very well. And easily. And even if you want to be pregnant, it can still be really, really fucking hard. But luckily for her, it went well. And, you know, so it's like, it's sort of like Candace. It's, again, it's like a show that was scripted and planned out. But you can't, you can script a reality show, but not to that. You can't force someone to get pregnant. And you can't know that that's the conversation that's going to come up at the first table thing, you know. I don't know. So just a lot of it is really genuine. A lot of it is production, sure, but a lot of the show is genuine, and that's, to me, that's why I'm so drawn to it.
Exactly.
And like you said, even when you're annoyed with someone, you still like the people. I don't even hate Jeremiah. I just think he's a sociopath. sometimes I really like Jeremiah. Like the whole peeing in the bed thing. I thought he was really funny in that scene. You know, and I think he's, the fact that he's so kind to Nilsa in the current seasons, that's great. That's a blessing. That's a behavior that's appropriate and great. And, you know, alone, it's admirable. So
every single cast member is is likable but also dislikable.
Yeah.
They're equally shown in both ways, every cast member. Which is like
most shows, it's like at least one person is just supposed to be the villain. You know?
Right. It's another, comparing it to Jersey again, it's another thing how there's, it's no so Sam. Different. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, because, you know, in Jersey Shore, I would say that Mike is the main villain of the show.
Sure.
For the
sure.
most yeah. part, right?
They're kind of after each other, as opposed to in this
And Snooki where... is probably the main, like, good guy in Jersey yeah, Shore, right?
Yeah, the protagonist.
We never see her... She's never portrayed in a light of, like, you know, she gets drunk and she does stupid things, but we never see her in a bad light. In Floribama, we see everybody in negative yeah. and positive light. It's more realistic Truth. In that way.
It is. You're right. It's balanced. And people, the producers are maybe finally starting to realize that that's actually way better content than a made-up storybook of, like, the villain and the good guy. So it's not fun to watch a villain over and over and over again. It gets old. So why not make everybody the villain and the hero?
Right. Unless you're just like actually an awful human being, like Ramona Singer, then you can always be the villain.
Yeah. If you're Ramona, jury's out. Like, it's, we know.
Right.
God, fucking Ramona.
Okay, so the next...
eyes. Ah! Can you imagine being her daughter? Oh my god.
Listen to the episode that David and I just recorded yesterday, because we talk about her eyes and we talk about Avery, and I literally think I said that. I was like, can you imagine if Ramona was your mom? Like,
top two nightmare moms to have: Ramona Singer, Martha Stewart.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, so then it's the next morning and Gus asks Nilsa out on a date, and then Nilsa goes outside and she tells Courtney and Cody, who are there, she's like, I don't know what to do because Gus just asked me, but I also like want Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You can tell that she wants one of them, and she's more. Seeing, I think that she's into Jeremiah more. Yeah. Like, duh. No, I'm just joking. But
she's,
I think,
like,
that
you.
I think she's seeing, like, well, if Jeremiah is definitely not going to be into me, then I'll give Gus a chance.
Exactly. Like, I Gus need to keep is kind of Gus her. On the back burner.
Right.
Yeah, because much as she says I can get any guy, she can't. She doesn't ever get... Oh, sorry. I'm not going to spoil things. She can't.
Right. Right. Guys, Gus and Nilsa are like the Ross and Rachel of... Floribama Shore. It's very 100%. Much like will they, won't they, and even now, like, they're still kind of doing that narrative, even though she has a baby by someone, by a different Gus. They're still doing that narrative with them.
As did Ross. I mean, he had a kid,
right?
It was lesbian ex,
right?
Rachel had a kid, but that was Ross's kid. So. Guys, spoilers for Friends. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, spoilers for Friends.
It didn't end in, like, 2004? Five?
It's 2004. Three or four, three. For sure, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I know I was a sophomore. That's all I know.
Okay, so we get a scene now of everyone on the house. They're all just on the beach, having a beach day. And Courtney is shotgunning beers. She's over and over and over again. You can tell it's, like, you know how sometimes shows... reality shows will show the same thing over and over again, making it seem, you could tell this was the same day but just different moments of her shotgunning beers. There's times where she has two beers. There's, like,
yeah, not just the, not the same scene over and over
this
again.
Girl probably shotgunned like six beers.
She's all
day.
Over the beach as well. She's running around the beach,
she's
like,
burping, she's hammered as fuck,
she's
rolling
flashing
around.
Strangers,
she's flashing, like, old ladies. There's,
she's like, take your tops off.
There's a guy driving down the beach in, like, a golf cart, and she jumps in the golf cart, and then the guy tells her to get out and stop screaming, and she's like, fine. She's...
And it's just, like, a normal day on the beach. There's no music. There's just people sitting there, and she's, like, a Tasmanian devil just going around.
She put Snooki wasted on the beach to shame.
See, she's just one-upping Snooki, and that must have been her goal. No, I'm just kidding.
This is, like...
The coup de grace.
She's 100 times more hammered than Snooki. And if Courtney was already famous and had a crew of people staring at her, no one gave a fuck because no one knew who these people were at this point. It's the beauty of the first season of a show. Exactly. She's how just a
random,
the first season random. Of Jersey Shore will never be matched either, right? Because it's just so much better when no one knows who they are. But there's like a moment where Courtney even... There's a garbage can on the beach and she sits on it, pulls down her bottom half of her bikini and just pees in it and gets up. And I wrote, Courtney, pee in the water like a normal person.
I know, there's the ocean right there. Like, that's half the benefit of the ocean. You can pee in it. So this is the coup de grace for all of it. Is she's like, knowing that everybody thinks she peed a bed, she ostentatiously still decides to pee in it, balance herself over a metal trash can and pee in it. And then as Kirk and Jeremiah walk up, they go, are you peeing? And she goes, yeah. And they're like, and Kirk's like, man, this girl will pee in anything except a toilet.
This girl gives zero fucks. And she even says that in her talking head. She's like, you know, I don't care if bitches don't like me. Like, I don't care if people think I'm annoying. Like, I just do whatever the fuck I want. And then Jeremiah has a talking head and he's like, I can't really explain it, but it's like sexy to me. And I'm like, oh, he's so weird.
Because he's a freak. And as soon as she's normal at dinner, he's like, oh, never mind. He wants a freak.
He's such a
freaking super freak. He's super freaky.
He is. Okay, so this is the scene we get of Gus and Nilsa all dressed up, and they go to this fancy restaurant called
Gus
Firefly.
Gus is way too dressed up. It's ridiculous.
What, Gus is wearing
a suit, like a white suit.
He looks like he's like going to a wedding.
He looks like he's going to junior prom.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
I know. Okay, so I've been watching Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I just watched the scene where Charissa and Joe Gorga go to therapy, and they both dress up so much. Like, Joe Gorga is wearing, like, a dress shirt, dress pants with
They're
a tie,
so weird.
And, like,
that
a vest, and I'm like,
so fucking weird,
and
dude.
Teresa's wearing, like, she looks like she's going to court. She's wearing, like, a long skirt and blazer suit, and I'm like, you guys are going to therapy, like, the...
Like, they're trying to present themselves as something they're not before they get even introduced.
Yeah, and then the...
Look how put together we are. What?
Just to get off topic for a moment, the therapist gives them advice, and then Teresa goes, well, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I'm like, you're literally so stupid. Like, you're not supposed to try to prove the therapist
That's
wrong.
Not the test. She's extremely stupid. I'll prove you wrong. That's the test, right? That's the test. That's what we're supposed to do. I know it. I was always good in school.
Anyways.
She's crazy.
So Gus is like into the date. Nilsa's not into him at all.
No, she's being a real bitch. She's like, you're not getting kissed on this date. And it's just like,
you can tell
Gus
is like nervous too. And
looking
she's
at
being
him,
like
she's
such
just
a bitch
giving
to him.
Him stink face, you know, stink eye the whole time. She's just kind of like, so are you gonna impress me or not? Like, that's her vibe. It's really gross.
Yeah. Back at the house, we see Jeremiah and Courtney talking, and Jeremiah asks Courtney to go on a date, and Nilsa's not happy over it after they get back from their date or whatever. First of all, Gus is pissed over the date with Nilsa because he says he paid $150 out of his pocket for the dinner. You know, this is season one.
She was a cunt the whole time.
they had to obviously pay for their own stuff, just like Jersey Shore, you know.
Interesting, yeah, to think about, but it makes sense.
And Nilsa's pissed that Jeremiah is taking Courtney on a date. She does not like that.
And that's when she's like, I'm it's no threat. I can get meh, and I can get whatever I want, because I'm meh, 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 meh. It's like, okay. It's like, methinks they doth protest too much, because has been cheated on many times.
Yeah, and she even like says to the girls, I mean, she's young and, you know, but she does say like, I don't really like Gus. I'm more into Jeremiah because he's like not chasing me, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of get that. Like, if someone's too into you, it's really not attractive. If they're just too like fixated in a way that's not natural.
I don't think Gus was like that with her, though.
He wasn't.
I think he was like perfect. Amount of wanting her.
He was just being sweet, but I do agree, like in general, that I don't like a guy that's over eager. But yeah, I'm not saying that that's what Gus is. She languorously drinks from her drink.
Okay, so now we see Jeremiah and Courtney's date, and they're like leaving, and Jeremiah has on suspenders and has nerd
dwarf glasses.
Big framed glasses, and Amy's hilarious. She goes, she's like, if a dude puts suspenders on trying to get this cookie, he's definitely not getting it.
I love that. And he's wearing a bow tie as well. I just want to point that out. He's ridiculous.
Yeah. So they're at the date, and Jeremiah tells Courtney she's pretty. He doesn't use those words. He says it in his own words. And then she goes, yeah. I mean, I don't have, like, the fake eyelashes and all that stuff. And Jeremiah goes, don't even get me started on that. So you can tell Jeremiah is not into the way Nilsa looks.
Yeah, makeup and yeah. No, he's more into someone that's kinky and crazy and dirty.
Yeah. I picture Jeremiah
not a pretty girl
being into like a like a girl that wears no makeup and like doesn't
farts
shower and like
laughs when they fart.
Yeah, farts in front of a room full of people and spits in front of people and
but then on top of all that they'll put on like an outfit and go out, right? And then take pictures, that kind of person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, he doesn't really seem to care about that. It's weird because someone who looks the way that he does, it doesn't seem like he cares about his image in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. His image or their
image? Yeah. Like, he does care about his image, but not in that sort of
way. Doesn't care what people think, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I guess he dated a dirty girl.
I'm so excited that I'm, like, going through these seasons because he's such a complicated person. Like, he's not, but he is. You know?
Justine and I are going to present our dissertation on what the fuck is up with Jeremiah by the end of this
series. Honestly. Who is Jeremiah? A PowerPoint presentation.
Exactly. I just did one for my client about why she should be able to drive. So, you know, we can do this.
Right.
We can do a persuasive essay. Sorry.
Okay. So during the date, Courtney and Jeremiah's date kind of went a little differently. It wasn't awkward. If anything,
he was awkward. It shouldn't have been weird at the end at all. It seemed fun. They were having fun and flirting.
It's,
and then all of a sudden he's like,
it seems like
we're
it wasn't
friends.
Awkward enough for him. Like, it seems like they got along too well that it was just
she was too normal.
Okay. You're my friend. Like,
maybe he expected her to like jump up on like the fucking hot table and be like, "Woo, dance!" Like, maybe he thought she'd just be a nut the whole time, and that's what he wants.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Because remember, in later seasons, he does this to Maddie when Maddie comes in.
Yes,
because like
he has a thing with her.
He seemed like first. He was like super into Maddie, and then the second like, you know, she gave him attention back, he was like, nah, I don't really like her anymore.
Yeah, he's got a thing. He's got some sort of kink. I think he wants women that, like, want to beat him up or something.
Sure.
I think he wants to be, like, spanked and whipped in the bedroom. That's what I think. Or drink breast milk.
I would do that with him.
Well, there you go.
The
drink
breast
couple.
Milk thing. So he tells her that they're splitting the check,
and we're just friends and we're splitting the check.
It's it made it seem like he changed his mind about whatever, but I think after watching it this time, I think that the reason he said that was because Gus complaining that he dropped $150 for nothing. And I think I think Jeremiah didn't want to be that guy that dropped all that money and then...
And he is recognizing it would be for nothing. So saying, let's split the check means I don't want to waste all my money because this is not going anywhere.
Right.
Which is fine. He has every right. It just was very blunt. That's all. At least he's clear. I mean, at least he's not leading her on. That would be much worse. That would be way, which is what he did to Maddie, but it'd still be worse. Anyway.
Right. Yeah,
but it's all interesting to watch, and you're just kind of like, who is this guy? Like, what the hell is his deal? And it's like, whoa, you have no idea what you're in for.
Right. So, now the last scene of the show, it's nighttime at the house, and Courtney wants to sneak into Jeremiah's bed.
Oh, God.
So she does.
Read the room, Court.
And Gus tells Jeremiah, he's like, look in your bed, and he looks, and Courtney's there, and she's like, whatever, I can go, like, sleep in my own bed if you want. And he's like, no, you can stay. So they're in bed together. They're not...
Well, he says, you're good. Says, you're good. She's like, I'm good? He's like, you're good. You know, but he seems awkward. He's like on the edge of it, looking at his phone. But then, yeah, he does get in bed.
Yeah, they sleep together, but they're not, even
they're
though
not
the
cuddling.
Beds are so small and like,
they're cuddling.
Yeah, they're not. She's kind of like on her side and he's on his back with his arm kind of like this. They're not like spooning or...
Nope. He's deliberately not spooning her.
You think that when they got into bed together that they would like start making out and whatever, but literally they did not do anything.
Were we talking about this last night?
You're asking me like I would remember.
Either that or I'm psychic. I don't know, because I feel like I had this conversation already with you.
I mean, maybe
you guys,
I said, I don't remember like the last half of our podcast last night. So
okay, you might hear this twice, everybody. He says you're good, but if I were her, I'd be like, oh, I was just joking around. I'll leave. You know, like read the room, Courtney. You're not that drunk. So it was very odd.
I mean, I feel so bad for her, though, because
he seemed like he was into her. Cold. Yeah, but he did say, we're friends. Then if she was testing that, fine, but she kind of got her answer when he sat on the edge of the bed uncomfortably and just said, you're good, you know, because he didn't want to be a jerk.
I don't know.
I'm not blaming her, and I do feel
for her. Maybe she thought that, like, she could still... with him.
Yeah, probably. She's like, he'll do it anyways. But he didn't, because he's got some real specific preferences.
Yep.
We're still figuring them out.
Yeah. So Nilsa is like kind of creeping on them. And then the episode ends with
her
talking.
Like crawling down the hallway.
Yeah. She's weird. The episode ends with her talking head being like, if Courtney and I are feeling the same guy, then there's no competition.
Well, there is no competition because he doesn't want either of you.
I know, right?
The end.
And that's the end of the pilot of For Bim Ashore. Any final thoughts?
Just that. I love this show so much, and I'm really happy you're covering it, and I want to come back anytime that you want me to, please. And, can I plug myself?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Everybody, if you haven't already, or if you're not aware, I have a podcast called And What Did We Learn? I'm at And What Did We Learn on Instagram. If you want to come follow me, I post frequently, and I have an episode up, my most recent episode is up, and it's with Madame Justine. We dove back into Hot Girls Wanted and did a really, really good episode on just this fascinating episode of that docuseries. So please go on over to And What Did We Learn on Apple or Spotify. and subscribe. And
Sarah also covers Thousand Pound Sisters, Intervention, yes. My Strange Addiction. Like all of these shows that I know a lot of people like and
yes.
want
I
podcasts
love all
about.
Of the A&E shows.
Yeah.
A&E shows. And then also like random movies here and there. And if you ever have a request, I'll do it. You can even come on or I'll find a guest. But like I do movies sometimes. I did Garden State with Betsy. Hi, Betsy. And finally, my episode coming up this weekend will be with my sister, Jen. We talked about the Babysitter's Club movie from 1995 and it was really, really fun.
Which I'm so excited for because that's one of those movies that I watched like over and over and over and over and over again. Like I bet if I put it on right now, I would still like all the words would come to me. Yeah.
If you ever need a friend, na 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 hey.
Yes.
Open up and let me in. Na 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 ho. So anyways, go on over and check that out. And thank you so much for having me on, Justine. You're the best. And I love you.
Thank you for recording with me again after last night.
Obviously, this is so exciting. This is my week off and I feel like I'm getting to hang out with you. Like, oh, part of my week off is I get to hang out with Justine. So it makes me really happy.
And next week, we're going to do Nick and Nora's.
Yes, right? We will be.
I remember that's what you picked.
Because you're so excited. And you brought it up early on. Yes, our next, we just recorded on Young Adult. And our next venture is Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm in love with Kat Dennings and Jay Baruchel. And also, I will be airing our coverage of Josie and the Pussycats featuring Matilda this weekend. So stay tuned for that on Coast to Coast Cocktails. Thank you so much, everybody. You are the literal best.
By the way, I like love that Jay Baruchel is your crush because one of my favorite things, because I've never heard anybody just be like, I think he's hot or whatever. Oh, so nice. I love to like put on movie clips of him and show my friends and be like, do you think he's hot? Like, would you bang him?
the litmus test for your friend.
Because he's one of those celebrities that like, he's not like, no one ever talks about him, you know?
Yeah. He's very well known and famous, but he's not a mega star like Chris Hemsworth or something. Cause he doesn't present that way, but he's very successful. He's in a lot of Seth Rogen films, if you don't know who we're talking about.
Literally, Fanboys is, like, one of my new, like, top five favorite. Like, I can't believe I didn't watch that movie until this year. Because it's fucking hilarious. It's so good.
Aww. Well, Jay Baruchel, forever. He's married. I'm getting married, so it'll never happen. But in my heart, there's always a space for him.
Okay, well, thank you so much for doing this, and
absolutely. I'll be back soon, people.
You'll be back soon. Bye.
Goodbye.